KSTP Talk Radio.
In about 35 seconds, you will hear the Ivan Gula gong signifying that it is, in fact, precisely Naval Observatory time, 3 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. Hi again, everyone. The host of Bob's Radio Basics, perhaps pound for pound, the finest pure American thinker, or thinker in American radio, or however it goes. American thinker, now, that would, like, include a lot of people, wouldn't it? Sure. To show you how I've been thinking today, I see the headline that Lola Falana is returning to the stage. Don't you think that Lola Falana sounds like an act of intimacy? And they engaged in a tender bout of Lola Falana. She pleasured him with Lola Falana for hours and hours. Anyway, KSTP St. Paul, Minneapolis News, Sports and Talk Radio 1500. A Maplewood tradition. Now, in order to pad out to the time when we go to John Dooley at KSTP Weather Services, let's go over the celebrity birthdays of the day, shall we? Don Baylor, former Minnesota Twin. Did he or did he not hit a home run during a World Series? I believe he did. I believe I was in left field and it landed just below me. Born in Austin, Texas on this date in 1949, that would make Don Baylor the big 4-0 today. Mel Brooks has a birthday today, a genius in his own right, 61 years old today, for real name Melvin Kaminsky. And how has Anne Bancroft been able to put up with Mel Brooks all these years? Lester Flatt, why this surprises me, I have no idea. I thought maybe Lester Flatt was born on the same day as Earl Scruggs, but no. No, they're not soulmates to that degree. Lester Flatt, born on this date in 1914, that would make him 75 years old today. Happy birthday, Lester. You notice that, I guess it was yesterday, Ayatollah Khomeini actually went ahead and filed formally the hit with whatever, I don't know, the copyright service in Iran or something. And now his guys are out looking for Salman Rushdie.
I wonder if you have to put money in escrow for that or something.
I don't know. I wonder whatever happened to the Gaddafi Libyan death squads who were supposedly staying here in the United States.
Maybe they would freelance and do the Rushdie hit.
Yeah, you know, subcontracted or something. Do you remember that, though?
Yeah.
The Libyan death squads that were here in the United States waiting for Gaddafi to give the word, to give the go-ahead, and I remember speculating on this last year. I wonder if, like, those who were, let's say, staying in New York, I wonder if they go to Knicks games. I wonder if they, you know.
Didn't Steve tell us before that the union people have been killing people for years?
I think that's what Steve said.
Steve said that. No one else but Steve would say that.
That's right.
I wonder if, you know, maybe they might be in on it. They might be applying for the contract or something.
Could be. There are lots of jobs open these days. Just look at the newspapers. That's what the Republicans tell us.
Yeah, well, of course.
I wonder if the ones in Louisiana, the Libyan death squad members, went to, like, Mardi Gras or something. I just wonder what... I think that's a basis for a great movie. Don't you? Although they're the bad guys.
What happened to the death squad?
But then again, the Godfather kind of glamorized the mafiosi. I think that would be a great movie. You know, like Ghostbusters. Dan Aykroyd and, I don't know, Bill Murray as Libyan death squad members living and loving their ways into your hearts while they're in the United States.